From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. Sunday witnessed one of the great events in the history of golf and in the history of 59. Tom Watson came within a single putt of winning the British Open just a few weeks shy of his 60th birthday. Such things just do not happen. All over the world, men who used to play sports better, run faster, used to hit balls harder and hold a putter steadier, were with Watson in spirit, convinced that for 3 days and 17 holes of golf, the brilliance of past decades can somehow revisit us. What was it like to be there? Well, we are going to ask Neil Oxman, who has been Tom Watson's caddy since 2003, and joins us from the UK, where I guess Tom Watson's getting ready for the British Senior Open now.
We already played a practice round today, Robert.
What was it like being there through those 4 days when up until the last minute it looked like Watson was going to win another British Open?
Well, obviously it was very exciting because Tom is a real hero in Scotland. He's won 5 British Opens and 3 Senior British Opens. And most of them have been won in Scotland, and people there just love him. And so the crowd was quite excited, and they were screaming for him the whole time. And the atmosphere was obviously the only word really you can use is electric.
How many times have you relived the 18th hole of the 4th round in your head so far?
Well, I did not sleep last night. I ended up, instead of staying overnight in Scotland, I just decided to drive down through the night to London. And that's all I thought about. And, you know, in my real life, not that this isn't real life. I work in politics. And
we should explain that you're no stranger to NPR programs as a political consultant in Pennsylvania, but this is your other life. Okay.
Right. And, but, you know, we've literally, the campaign group, the company I work for, we've done 650 contested primary and general elections in 30 years. And, you know, I've dwelled on 3 or 4 races that I've lost over the years. You tend not to think about the ones you've won. You tend to think about those that got away. This is never going to leave me. If Tom had won, this would have clearly been one of the half dozen sort of most important things in the history of golf. And, you know, it was just sort of going to be what ifs forever. What happens if we had hit a 9-iron from the middle of the 18th fairway? There's just a million things that you think about that, you know, I'm going to, you know, just wish that it turned out differently.
Yeah, he shot an 8-iron from the 18th fairway. That's more yardage. It looked like it was going to stay on the green, but it just rolled over. It just went a little bit too long.
Yeah, Tom usually hits an 8-iron 145 yards, and we had 189 yards, and even though we've been hitting 7-iron, but just to make sure the ball stayed on the green, we hit an 8. And I told somebody today as a joke, the final words of my life will be, you know, I should have made Tom hit a 9-iron there, but, you know, and then dramatically go to sleep forever.
Now, one could say, after all was said and done, Tom Watson at 59 came in second in a British Open and made it to a playoff and was one putt away from winning. Historic, pretty amazing. But I guess if you play to win all your life, that's not how you think about it.
Obviously, that's a big deal. I mean, you know, if you had said to Watson, you're going to finish second next week at the British Open, he would have laughed and said, I'll take it. But under the circumstances, you get so close because you're leading with one hole to go. No, it is remarkable. I mean, it's really a thing. It just, you know, wish it had ended up being one shot lower and who knows?
So as things go, caddying for the 59-year-old champion at a British Open or, say, running a victorious presidential political campaign in the U.S.?
Robert, it is even close. I enjoy this much more than having to deal with the guys who have ruined the country.
Well, Neil Oxman, thank you very much for talking
with
us today. Neil Oxman, who, as he says, is a caddy, he caddies for Tom Watson, who came oh so close to winning the British Open yesterday.